Dateline, Fredonia, Wisconsin, June 21st, 2006. Oprah-inspired books attains California Department of Education approval, win awards.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mario from PR Web, and today I'm very, very pleased to have with us Stacy Cannonberg, CEO of Cedar Valley Publishing and mom author. Stacy, it's a pleasure to have you here on PR Web.
Thank you so much.
You're taking a brief look at your story about where you are to this particular point now, how you got there. To me, it just sounds an unbelievable story. Tell us about your background and how you came to end up being the CEO of Cedar Valley Publishing.
I'm probably more surprised by that title than you. I come from a journalism background. I majored in college in journalism and started writing, but ended up really in sales and kind of got away from journalism. And when sales, I worked for many Fortune 500 companies, and I'm the type of person that was always able to kind of trailblaze a new position for me and would go to the president of the company or the CEO and say, hey, I want to do this. And they would say, okay, go for it. But then I decided to be a mom, and I was a stay-at-home mom. And it was getting my own daughter ready for school that was the inspiration for the book. And it was through a series of Oprah shows. I was walking with my neighbor based on the Oprah Walking Buddy show, and we started talking. And she was telling me everything her daughter needed to know for kindergarten, and I was simply amazed. So being the good mom that I am, I went to try to find the book, and I was really shocked that I couldn't find something so simple. And that's when I realized that there was a need, and Oprah was having a show called The Big Dream Contest, and I was looking for something for her Big Dream Contest, and my neighbor said, how about that kindergarten book you can't find? One book for every grade that helps parents, kids, and teachers get ready for that grade. And I knew that's what I wanted to do.
It seems such a simple concept that many people obviously just kind of glossed over it and just said, well, maybe it's the teacher's, you know, job to end up, preparing my kid and end up teaching them, as opposed to, you know, parents having an opportunity to get involved.
You're absolutely right. I think that's probably one of the big myths out there, that it really, people really think that it's the teacher's job to get your kids ready for that first day of school. And unfortunately, the way the curriculum has changed over the years, if you go in with that idea, your child will already be left behind. They really need to know the alphabet out of sequence. They need to know their numbers to 30. They need to know coins. They need to know the difference between left and right all during kindergarten. And those were things that, you know, honestly, I don't think I learned until second and third and fourth grade. So I think it's finding that right tool. I didn't want a storybook. I didn't want a workbook. I wanted a book that you could simply put your child in your lap and read.
Good, very good. And speaking of that, the individual book, your latest book has been given California Department of Education approval, and it certainly has won some awards. Tell us about your little book and your series of books that you have. Please.
Well, I have Let's Get Ready for Kindergarten and Let's Get Ready for First Grade. They're both award-winning books from Parent to Parent Adding Wisdom Award, which to me was very exciting and a great honor that other parents and teachers felt that this book deserved that award. It was awesome. They're the only award that Disney actually recognizes. So to be in that category was, you know, a high honor indeed. But then I decided that everybody talks about the state of California and how rigorous and prestigious getting their book into the state of California. And I just simply went online and figured out how to do it. Honestly, if you're listening out there, it's not that hard. You just fill out a couple forms. It's a lengthy process. And if you're accepted, you get this wonderful letter like I did that says you're accepted. And you pay the fee, and you have that compliance for 6 years and know that your books are in their system, so that if any school in California has funding left in their budget, they could actually purchase the book and the state picks up the tab. So it's just being able to believe that you can do things and just doing it.
Excellent. Well, one of the certainly some of the things that you have done in your story, Stacy, would certainly end up put us in that position to know that you just went out there and did it, and hopefully to inspire lots of other moms and dads and individuals to want to step forward and do what they feel is important also.
You know, I really feel that that's my mission now, is I want to help everybody else. I love it when Oprah always said, find your passion. And it's true. If you find your passion, you'll never have to worry about a job ever again, because it'll just take your breath away and how it snowballs. And now I'm so blessed that I network with other authors and other businesses from all over the United States. And we share leads and we share ideas and we bounce ideas off each other. And it's this great, wonderful experience that people can do it too. Email me. I'll be happy to share how it's worked for me.
Well, speaking of that, give us some contact information, Stacy, where we'll be able to find information about your book and about what you end up doing and to be able to share with others out there.
My website is www.cedarvalleypublishing.com. You can reach me at Stacy, that's S-T-A-C-E-Y, at cedarvalleypublishing.com. Or go ahead and give me a call. My number here is 920-994-9906. The books are also available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com, The Learning Express stores nationwide, and Borders.
Stacy, it's been a real, real pleasure to have you here on PR Web, talking about your story and how a mom author can end up getting an awful lot of things done and accomplished. And all to me, it seems to be that they're all for the good of society and our children. Thank you very much for your efforts and continued success and winning awards and writing more books to prepare our children for a better education. Thanks again and have a great, great day.
Thank you so much.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.